Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So there's a guy in country music that has the number one song right now, and I find him so fascinating, and I keep finding out new things about him. So I'm going to tell you all about him coming up. But first, Jennifer Lawrence's wedding gown. You know, she got married over the weekend. Her wedding gown had its own hotel room before the wedding.
Are you serious?
That's what happens when you're Jennifer Lawrence.
I guess, yeah.
Yes, and she's also the face of Christian Dior. My hand went in front of my face. of Christian Dior. So Christian Dior's team actually flew out to take care of the gown, which is why it's had its own room. And then it was a whole thing. Yeah, crazy sauce. I'm super excited because this is coming back.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them all, and there you have the facts of life, the facts of life.
You know all the words, don't you?
There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life, the facts of life.
So the cast is reuniting. They're reuniting
for the original Christmas movie.
Yes! It's called You Light Up My Christmas. Tootie returns to her hometown where she reconnects with an old boyfriend around the holidays. So Blair is going to be in it, and Natalie is going to be in it, and Joe is going to be in it.
Wow.
They're all starring in the movie, and I am over the moon excited. Because that was me. Like, that's how I thought my future was going to be.
Yeah, I just watched that with my sister growing up. Like, it's a fun show.
Yes. Did you love Blair? Is that who, like, if you were going to date one of those girls.
Oh, yeah, Blair.
Right, because she was really pretty. Mm-hmm. But she was so high maintenance. Did
not one bit. Still hasn't changed much.
No. Yeah, you still love her. I was more of a Joe girl.
I could see that. Joe is a tough one. She got everything done.
Yeah.
Did she have a motorcycle?
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She showed up that first day and took her helmet off. Right. Yeah. She had a dirt bike.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was a dirt bike.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So cool. All right. So that's coming up. And I want to talk to you about Matt Stell. First of all, you know his song because it's number one.
Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you.
Okay. So this is Matt Stell. And I've told you before that he's 6'7".
He's a giant.
He's super tall. When he was in college, he was there on a basketball scholarship, but his coach didn't want him doing anything but basketball, but he loved songwriting and playing the guitar, mm-hmm. so he would use a pseudonym. He made up a name and would go to clubs and perform and so that his coach wouldn't find out because there wouldn't be Matt Stell on the billboard, right?
Right.
So now we're finding out that when he was in college, he was a philosophy and a religion major as an undergraduate.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
There's a lot going on.
And then he switched to communications. He said, but really, he studied more political or rhetorical criticism, like social critiques. I don't even know these words. He's so smart. He said, going to school was an enrichment thing for me. Two things that humans do are reason and communicate. So those were both my careers. He said, I just felt like I could do anything that I chose to do. I would be able to do it better if I had more of a knowledge of those two things, communication and reasoning.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm sure that helps out in his songwriting.
I would think it would make him a really cool songwriter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, when I'm really motivated to do stuff I'm interested in, then I really get into it. But when I'm not, I'd rather have all my teeth pulled out and then put back in. So he's super passionate. I cannot wait to meet this guy. Matt Stell, again, number one song.
Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you.
I'm so excited. I'm excited about this guy.
What if he gets lightheaded because he's so tall?
Yeah, because the air's got to be really thin up there.
Yeah, so
turn it up. 92.5 XTU. With more country next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.